I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The Family Museum, Figge Art Museum, and Putnam Museum are among the most popular attractions in the Quad Cities area. The Iowa Side institutions, which together drew 103,000 Illinois residents last year, each took different approaches to dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. The Family Museum in Bettendorf is a department of the city, which helped cushion its forced closure somewhat from March 16th to May 22nd. According to Director Kim Kidwell, the museum has a $2 million annual budget, and the city contributes about 44% of that, noting the Iowa shutdown reduced city revenues, including the sales tax, hotel-motel tax, and a revenue loss of $450,000 for the Family Museum. The museum received local and state grants, cut expenses, and left three positions unfilled to help make up the difference.
For us, unfortunately, we earn probably over half of our yearly revenue in the spring and summer months. We have lots of school field trips. We have lots of outreach programs that we send an educator out to. We have our dance recital. We have our preschool going. We have our exhibit, our traveling exhibit here. We have our Lucky Climber was opening. I mean, we were just ready to go like gangbusters. But then, of course, that all came to a screeching halt in March.
After extensive cleaning and new health and safety procedures, the museum reopened the first day allowed by the state on May 22nd. Kidwell says props like plastic phones and cups that kids would use were removed, and remaining items are rotated and cleaned constantly. All staff wear masks, and parents are encouraged, but not required to wear them as well. The Curious George Traveling Exhibit opened June 6th, and the new $500,000 Lucky Climber opened on June 12th. But they haven't attracted a typical summer attendance, less than 75 per day so far, compared to up to 400 in a normal summer.
I mean, I understand, you know, it's an unprecedented time, and people have been staying home for the past few months. They're a little leery about coming out, maybe taking their kids out, especially to places like us that have a lot of visitors and a lot of young visitors who may or may not, you know, like to wash their hands a lot and not put things in their mouths. So, you know, I completely understand, and, you know, we just have a new normal. I really sympathize with the museums, the smaller museums, you know, and the smaller businesses because, you know, it's really a hit. And even though we were only closed for a couple of months and change, you know, the effects of this are going to be felt, you know, probably, you know, at least the next year and maybe even further than that.
The Figge Art Museum is supported by the City of Davenport, currently one quarter of its $3 million budget, and reopened to museum members on June 6th and the general public on June 9th, with a timed ticketing system. Executive Director Michelle Hargrave says admission is also free during the month of June.
We had put a number of guidelines and safety measures in place to protect our visitors and staff, including time ticketing, enhanced sanitizing, and cleaning throughout the day, and requiring masks and social distancing. You know, while we haven't had a huge number of visitors coming through our doors yet, we have received positive feedback from those who did visit. You know, they were really appreciative of the museum's reopening and the health and safety precautions, which made them feel protected.
Hargrave says with the closure, the art museum not only lost admission revenue, but money from rentals for private events. It cut expenses when feasible, but some had to remain at the same level, like utilities, as the artworks require specific environmental and security controls. Through a combination of expense reductions, federal loans for payroll, and emergency grants, she says the Figge budget remained neutral.
We've had, obviously, financial impact to closing, but one of the positive aspects of this situation was it was an opportunity for us to shift our business model and really explore serving the community in different ways. And so, you know, we were able to bring the experience of being in the Figge galleries to those people who were at home, and they were able to access, you know, from anywhere, they were able to access our virtual museum.
Like most museums, the Figge boosted online offerings, targeting education, entertainment, wellness, and engagement to serve everyone's needs. Hargrave plans to keep improving the website with more activities, virtual exhibits, and images and information from the collection, knowing some people are not comfortable yet coming back in person. Still, she emphasizes the website is not a substitute for an actual visit.
So I think there are two different experiences, and for those people who feel safe coming back, they will come back. And there's nothing like being in a gallery with works of art and having that and seeing that artwork in person. And so I don't think that it will, you know, one will impact on the other. I think that they will add to each other. And for those, and some people who come here may still access the virtual museum, and they will supplement what they saw here.
The Putnam Museum and Science Center is taking longer to reopen in order to present a new visitor experience. The 153-year-old Davenport Institution is planning to reopen for small summer camps July 6th, for members on July 8th to the 12th, and to the general public on July 15th with new safety precautions. Putnam President and CEO Rachel Mullins says that Putnam is taking a longer time to reopen to implement plans for a new entrance in the natural science wing closer to the exhibits. Visit lengths may also be capped depending on other reservations for the day.
As it became clear that this museum closure was actually going to be for an extended period of time, we decided that we would take this time to revisit our facility and exhibits and to reinvigorate the visitor experience at the Putnam.
Initially, when it reopens, reservations will be required for regular admissions with no walk-ins allowed. Tickets, the museum store, a lobby, and an orientation gallery with the history of the museum will be at the new Putnam entrance and the entire theater annex, including the previous grand lobby, store, and giant screen theater, will be closed until August. Mullen says when the 264-seat theater does reopen, it'll only be for limited school groups at first.
For the summer, we're going to be limiting group gatherings initially, at least, to no more than 50. So we're anticipating that the theater annex and that new experience will be open by the end of the summer in time for the school year. What visitors can anticipate when we first reopen, open to the public July 15th, is that the museum side of the facility will be reopened with this new visitor experience.
Based on feedback, the museum is rearranging exhibits, highlighting new objects from the collection, highlighting local history and inventors, different interactives in the Science Center, and giving a glimpse behind the scenes.
You know, we sort of constantly have heard this, that people love the Putnam, but there is a want to experience something new and different every time you come. And so we're wanting to organize the galleries in a way where there can be a more regular update and you can get to experience more of the collection. It's been a part of what we offer the community that probably has the highest interest when people find out more about the collection. At any given time, we might only have 5% of this collection on display. It makes people so curious about what else is there. And it really, it's the heart of our mission in our community is this historic collection that's been built by, you know, dedicated Quad Citizens over, you know, 150 plus year history. So it's always been a part of the Putnam. And now this is an opportunity to bring even more of that mission out into the galleries.
There still will be sanitizing stations throughout the museum, and staff will be cleaning parts of the gallery throughout the day. Some areas may be closed for short periods to change out props and clean surfaces with a schedule provided on arrival. This story was produced in partnership with the Pulitzer Center. For more stories about the effect of COVID-19 on museums, please visit the Prairie State Museums Project at prairiestatemuseumsproject.org. I'm Herb Tricks.